President Bush is tapping Utah Governor Mike Leavitt to head up the Environmental Protection Agency. Leavitt is a three-term Republican governor who advocates a greater state role in determining environmental policy. If confirmed, he'll succeed Christine Todd Whitman, who resigned this past May. Joining us to talk about the appointment is NPR's Elizabeth Arnold. Elizabeth, what can you tell us about this choice?
Well, Governor Mike Leavitt is a popular governor, a moderate Republican, who's only the second governor in the state's history to be reelected to a third term and who was actually considering even a fourth term. He's always been active in national politics. Michelle, probably the most traveled governor in the state's history. He once headed up the National Governors Association. And as I've covered him, he tends to weigh in on the pro-development side of environmental issues, but has always been willing to work toward consensus with his opponents. He's always had a great interest in federalism. He's an advocate of states having a greater role in determining policy, whether it's over clean air regulations or welfare rules. Recently, he's been working quite closely with the Interior Department. It's been quite controversial with respect to what's known as RS-2477. It's an arcane law that governs who owns old rights of way over federal land. The state of Utah is now claiming ownership over thousands of miles of roads. He's also negotiated several exchanges of state and federal land, one of which was cited by Interior's Inspector General as a major loss to the taxpayers.
The EPA has been a lightning rod for controversy on a range of environmental issues, and Whitman's term was no exception. Did the president have this in mind in looking to Mr. Leavitt, particularly with his record for consensus building?
Well, yeah, as I say, he's been known for being able to bring disparate groups together. He was instrumental in forging some consensus on air quality over the Grand Canyon. But you know what else, Michelle? He's also a very big thinker. He's had grand designs about the role of technology and computers in Utah, open space planning, public education. There's a joke that in his office there are four filing cabinets, three marked Mike's ideas and the fourth, much smaller, marked Mike's good ideas. But, you know, the upside of that is that he's shown a willingness to tackle some pretty tough stuff, whether it's the scandal-ridden Olympics, water development, nuclear waste, wilderness designations. He's not afraid to take it on. And at the same time, he's known as a competent leader, and that's what the administration seems to need at EPA.
Just quickly, Elizabeth, what do you expect to see and hear in terms of opposition?
Well, there'll always be opposition. In this case, environmentalists will raise all sorts of reasons why he shouldn't have the job, like the fact that Utah is home to one of the nation's largest air polluters. But, you know, there will also be many in a wide variety of camps and not just industry who will applaud this choice. The fact that he even wants the job speaks volumes. Whitman didn't have a wonderful time at EPA, and she was second guest. He's got a great deal of support among Republican governors, and I suspect he'll be given greater latitude by the administration in the post.
Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.